ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः।
पीस इज आवर नेचर। फॉर द फाइनल पीस वी हैव नॉट टू ब्रिंग द पीस फ्रॉम एनीवेयर। पीस एंड स्पिरिट दे आर द सेम फाइनल। बट बिफोर दैट फाइनल एक्सपीरियंस वी हैव वॉट इज नोन ए सात्विक पीस ऑल्सो। वन हु हैज इन हिज लाइफ greater element of tamas also finds some peace, but that peace is in the form of lethargy, indolence, sleep, and that never gives satisfaction. Illusion of peace it is. One who has more element of rajas, rajasic, one finds some sort of peace when one is indulging, but that peace is always disturbed. Indulgence never gives you real peace. It is only an illusion of peace by having forgetfulness of yourself. You forget yourself even in things like drinks. You forget your true nature. And with that one forgets the painful memories also. So one feels a sort of relief. But this is also, in sex also, it is the same. A sort of relief is felt for some time. It is not going to stay. Then, step by step, greater element of sattva, sattvikta, that comes in life. Then you have some glimpse of peace. But the aim of the seeker is to transcend even this sattvic quality. It is also a bondage. And it is very difficult to transcend sattvikta. Very difficult. It is easy to be free from the shackles made of iron. But if the shackles or the bondage or the something binding us is made of gold, then it becomes difficult to give it up. So when one is primarily a sattvic person, then one starts enjoying some relative comfort, sukh, sukh sangena. In sattvic also, have Bhagavad Gita. In chapter 14, let us see, starting from the translation of verse 5. Sattva, rajas and tamas, these three gunas, born of nature, tie down the imperishable soul to the body Arjun. Three gunas. Then sixth, of these, sattva being immaculate is illuminating and flawless, Arjun. It binds through attachment to happiness and knowledge. The more sattva eye comes there, one has a little more happiness and knowledge about spiritual things, and then that is also a bondage, difficult to get out of it. Seventh, Arjun, know the quality of rajas, which is of the nature of passion, as born of desire and attachment. It binds the soul through attachment to actions and their fruit. One is busy in doing this thing, that thing, that thing, that thing, activity and fruit. I get this, by doing this I will get that. This binds the soul. Eighth, and no tamas, the deluder of all those who look upon the body as their own self, as born of ignorance, it binds the soul through error, sloth, and sleep. A person sleeping the whole day. Somebody says, come on, let us meditate. He says, hell with meditation. It's fine here in the bed. That is the attitude. Somebody even says, all right, let us have a fine walk in the garden, or hell with garden. The bed is best. Why to go in the cold air unnecessarily? Sleep is so fine. When there's tamas quality. And these qualities go on changing in everybody. They're changing. You see, sometimes this, sometimes that, like that, it happens. Ninth also, let us read. Sattva draws one to joy and rajas to action, while tamas, clouding wisdom, impels one to error, sleep and sloth. So, like this. But anyway, it is better to become sattvic rather than rajasic. Sometime one will be compelled to go beyond rajasic, because in rajasic, when it is primarily there, there is a lot of activity and enjoyment of the pleasures of the world. But they are temporary, and this pain, this regret, this remorse, repentance, one indulges again and again in objects which are liked by the senses, and one comes to the conclusion they are useless, no good. One may be very fond of eating very delicious food, but generally delicious food is heavy food. And then one has constipation, and then, oh, it's my good, what is this? Like this, one comes again to the conclusion, it's not good. But the tendency develops, one again repeats the mistake, again regret. Someday one comes to, no, I will not. Like this. So this repentance, regret also purifies. Under compulsion, one is purified. Like this. In the same way, attachment for people, particularly the attachment between male and female. Oh, ultimately I have found the ideal partner. After 3 months, he or she runs away. Somewhere else, you see, what is this? Shout again. Then one sees another. So 2 or 3 or 4 trials, or 5, or many trials, after, oh, it's nothing. Useless. Like this. It's better to remain in my own self. Something like that. One acquires the experience. Anyway. But better than tamasikta, indolence, without action, going on, lying in the bed, no work, etc., sloth, better than that is activity, and better than that rajasic element or enjoyment of the pleasures, better is the sattvic. And then, a time comes when one starts having the glimpse of the source of all joy. Even when one is having this tamasic or rajasic, the source is the same. It is a ray, sort of a ray, blurred by tamas or rajas, but the origin is the same. The spirit, divine element, it is the same. It is coming from there. When one is more sattvic, one has it more experience about it. Stability, happiness, like that. Lesser conflict of thoughts and emotions.